This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
Becoming a parent and taking part in the human experience in a deeper way causes you to want to hear different things in music. I think flow and mood and vibe and all of those things seemed more important to me this time, and I think that came out and that I just felt very natural writing for all the instruments.
That's Bela Fleck reflecting on his second banjo concerto, which he named for his son, Juno.
Juno Jasper Washburn Fleck. And his picture's even on the cover of the album.
When he was writing his first banjo concerto, The Impostor, Bela felt he had a lot to prove and the stakes were high.
I was trying to do things people didn't think the banjo could do, and that would be things like multiple voices happening at once, you know, different things that were really tricky to do. And I paid the price for that because I had to play it every night. And what I wanted in the second banjo concerto, I wanted the banjo parts to be what the banjo does best, which is rippling and rolling and creating sounds that fall off the instrument, rippling, ostinatos. And I also wanted to play some slow music. This time I actually managed to slow it down for the middle movement, and I feel like that was a growth opportunity for me. The things that I like about The Impostor Concerto, my first one, are the places where I just started writing music, and I was just writing my music being played by an orchestra. And I felt like that was the most successful parts of it. So in the second one, I kind of resolved to just do that. I wanted it to be evocative. I wanted to feel things when I heard it.
It was Bela Fleck's bluegrass roots that provided the impetus for this second banjo concerto.
By 82, I was at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, where I've been every year since, and I always try to do something that I haven't done there before, and they give me carte blanche. Well, one year they asked me what I wanted to do, and I said, well, I just played the Impostor Concerto with the Colorado Symphony. How do you feel about bringing the Colorado Symphony to Telluride to play at the Bluegrass Festival? Which was, a huge wish, and they went for it. And then they offered to be a co-commissioner on the Juno Concerto.
The challenging thing about bluegrass is it always feels like it's speeding up because the soloist is leaning in on the front end of the beat to push the time. If you're doing that with an orchestra and the conductor doesn't get it, the timing is all off. So finding the right conductor who gets that sense of timing was critical for this Juno concerto.
I was just so fortunate that Jose Luis Gomez was so good. He's got a really strong rhythmic sense. He had a good understanding of what I was after, and I just lucked out. He did a kick-ass job.
Brooklyn Rider is also featured on this new release. Bela's built a special bond with this world-class string quartet, and they also understand his sense of timing. On this recording, they're featured on two pieces. Each of these works offers a settling moment after his more aggressive concerto.
When I went on tour with Brooklyn Rider, I wrote Griff for them, and it was also written during the first summer that Juno was born, so it was my first experience with writing late at night when everyone else was asleep. So Juno Concerto and Griff both come from similar time periods.
Now you may be wondering, does Bela Fleck have plans to write more classical music?
I've already been commissioned to write Banjo Concerto No. 3 for the Louisiana Symphony, and I believe that's going to be the last banjo concerto. I think 3 is a good number. And I plan to also write some more music for banjo and string quartet. That's my plan, and we'll see how it goes.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.